Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today. This is your community. How Purdue Extension's Community Development Division is fostering economic growth.
Hi, I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and welcome to your community. A new podcast and a new partnership as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And joining us as we kick off your community is Dr. Michael Wilcox, who has a lot of different titles under his belt. If you were to get one of his business cards, it would read, I don't know how you fit this all onto a business card, Dr. Wilcox. You are the Assistant Director and Program Leader for Community Development. That's, I guess, title number one. Title two, Associate Director of the North Central Regional Center for Rural Development. You're also the Community and Regional Economics Specialist for the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University at the College of Agriculture. Four, you're the Point of Contact Extension Disaster Education Network with Purdue University. Fifth, you're the Senior Associate for the Purdue Center for Regional Development. And title number six, our very first guest on your community here on Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. Dr. Wilcox, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
We're going to have some talk fun, about the. Oh, absolutely. In fact, glad that you have a great sense of humor. In fact, we're going to talk about Purdue Extension and how it ties into community development, not just in West Lafayette, but all across the state, because Purdue Extension is strengthening communities in rural areas and urban areas. And if you could tell us a little bit about your role with Purdue Extension and give us a little bit of a background in terms of how you are connected with Purdue Extension, Dr. Wilcox.
Sure, yeah, thank you so much. Well, as maybe not a lot of people know, Purdue Extension is made up of four different program areas, community development being one of them. Probably the most well-known is 4-H Youth Development. That's a large program that we have throughout the state. Ag and Natural Resources, another one that's quite well-known. And then we have Health and Human Sciences. And I like to think that community development ties all of that together, if you will, through our program area. We're the youngest program area. We've been around since about 1970. That's the year I was born, so I guess it's fitting that I'm program leader for community development. And we work together collaboratively across the state through all of our 92 offices in each of the counties, as well as with the state specialists that are here at Purdue, to try to help our communities in every way we can and in the ways that they're needing the most help, if you will. We help them identify challenges that they're having, and then most importantly, identify solutions and help walk them through planning processes and so on and so forth, so they can do for themselves.
Is there a setup through Purdue Extension where this is all, I know, headquartered in West Lafayette at the Purdue University campus, but is this separated by regions across the state? Several different counties have Purdue Extension offices, but tell me how this is organized across the state, Dr. Wilcox.
Yeah, so we actually have areas across the state. So from an administrative standpoint, we have 10 areas. There are 10 regions, if you will, and administratively, that's how we operate. That affords us an opportunity to have staff that understand what's going on, not only in their county, but in their region. And then we here at the university on campus, the mothership, if you will, interface with them and try to bring the solutions that we're cooking up here on campus to the local communities across the state. For community development, unlike the other program areas, we don't have educators in every single county. And so we're unique in that we have regional community development educators. We have some that are located up north. We have some that are located in the central part of the state. And then we have some located in the southern part of the state. And in addition to the regional educators, we have local educators that are based in counties as well. And we have quite a few that are part ag and natural resources and part community development, and a few that are part health and human sciences and community development. So we really try to work in a holistic and collaborative way. And quite frankly, in order to address some of the serious challenges that our residents are facing here in Indiana, we have to think about innovative, holistic solutions that bring the best and brightest from across all four of our program areas.
Our guest is Dr. Michael Wilcox with Purdue Extension, as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And I'm curious, as far as the different signature programs that are a part of Purdue Extension that that touch all of the communities across all 92 counties of Indiana.
Yeah. So we're split up into thematic areas within community development, which I think is helpful for our residents when they go to our website. What does community development do? We do community economics and workforce development. We do community planning. We do community health. And it helps them get their heads around what exactly community development is. And then within each of these thematic areas, we have signature programs. And these signature programs were developed by experts within Purdue Extension, and they're delivered by our educators, our extension personnel across the state. And they really are focused on some fundamental issues that we face and opportunities as well. So we do everything from childcare. We have a community childcare team. We have a team that's focused on facilitative leadership. We have a team that's focused on nonprofit board management. We have a team that's focused on grant writing. I was at a conference not too long ago in Southern Indiana, and someone from Indy had to say, oh, grant writing now is just throw it into AI and submit it. And I can tell you from talking to the community foundations that that doesn't work out very well, because AI only knows what you tell it. And if you don't understand how to grant write, AI is not really going to be able to get you across the finish line. So we're really about on the ground, working with people hand in hand and guiding them and building capacity in those individuals, so they can, again, do for themselves. I'm a return Peace Corps volunteer. I served in West Africa back in the early 90s. And my boss there said to me, and I've thought about this for, ever since then, he said, Michael, Extension's unique in that you're trying to work yourself out of a job. So I've been trying for the last 30 plus years to work myself out of a job. And as much as I try and as many successes as we've had, I'm still here, and there's still challenges for us to deal with, whether it's childcare, whether it's housing, whether it's food insecurity, or the myriad of other issues that are challenging both rural Indiana as well as urban Indiana.
Well, and Dr. Wilcox, you've been at Purdue Extension since 2012, is that right?
Yeah, I did my PhD work here in agricultural economics. Purdue has a way of kicking you out of the nest to make sure you can fly. And then once you show that you can fly or soar, I guess, then they bring you back. And so I was fortunate enough to come back to Purdue Extension in 2012 and been serving in a variety of capacities. I guess, as you could tell from all the titles I'm carrying, I just keep accumulating opportunities
just
here at the university.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
nothing
right.
Nothing wrong with saying yes. Job yes. Security, to your point.
Something
joining
like
us here
that.
Today. Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Michael Wilcox, as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And you mentioned 4-H and that very important piece for Purdue Extension and youth education programs. But it's more than just 4-H. It runs the gamut, because we're talking adult programs as well.
That's right. That's right. So I'm a former FFA advisor. When I taught ag in Connecticut many, many years ago at a regional agri-science center. And so youth development is very much part and parcel of what I believe in and do, if you will. They're the pipeline of our future leaders. And so I think it's really important what 4-H does, setting the stage for when they start when those folks start interfacing with our community development program or ag and natural resources program or health and human sciences. We've already built capacity in those youth, and we definitely get a lot of excellent 10-year 4-H'ers that come here to Purdue. They attend our other wonderful wonderful universities across the state, and it's great working with them. You can tell the difference when you go into a community, you sit down, start working with people, and you're like, wow, that person's exceptional. They've really got it. Looking forward to partnering with them. And they eventually then confide in me that, oh, I'm a 10-year 4-H'er, and that's where I learned all my leadership skills, or I was in FFA, and I was an FFA state officer. Several of my undergraduate research assistants have been state officers, and they've been with FFA, and they've been absolutely exceptional. So we're lucky here in Indiana that we have this system of support for our youth, whether it be 4-H or whether it be FFA, that you can graduate with experience, if you will, and take that experience to the next level at the university and beyond.
Chatting with Dr. Michael Wilcox here on Hoosier Ag Today, as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension and your community. And Dr. Wilcox, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to chat more about how Purdue Extension is involved in your community coming up here in just a bit here on Hoosier Ag Today.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And we're back as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension on your community. And we're chatting with Michael Wilcox with Purdue Extension, a man of many different titles. I'm not going to run through them once again, but you're a very busy man at Purdue Extension. You wear a lot of different hats, so to speak. And I know that at Purdue Extension with Purdue University, it is funded by largely by a state funding through the state legislature, but a lot of funding comes from donations, a lot of different folks who have donated to Purdue University, the College of Agriculture, Purdue Extension, and one such endowment is the Downing Endowment for Community Vitality. What can you tell me about the Downing Endowment for Community Vitality and how that fits into Purdue Extension's community development piece?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking about that. It's an exciting new opportunity here with Purdue Extension. And if I may start with saying that when Extension started back in 1914, that was federally funded. And then there was a state element to that as well. And one of the most important elements to our funding is our local funding. And we greatly appreciate all the support that we receive monetarily and in other respects from the local communities that we serve across the state. And as much as that funding is important to us, that we're always in need of more resources in order to scale up the great things that we are doing. For example, our community child care program. It's in seven counties right now, funded by, it's funded philanthropically, but we're already starting to work. It's a five-year program. We're already starting to work to figure out how to scale that statewide. So there's a recent news article about the Downing Family Foundation. I encourage everyone to go ahead and do a search for it and find it. It's a pretty interesting story. I got a random phone call one day from a 317 number, and normally I wouldn't answer it. It was on my old phone from Tennessee from long ago, a 317, and I decided, you know what? I need to answer this. So I answered it, and it happened to be a lawyer, a representative for a foundation, unknown foundation, and he said that he was interested, that the foundation that he represents was interested in learning more about Purdue Extension. And so it took several months and a lot of patience on both sides, and we eventually wound up having a meeting late in the year, and I got to meet some of the trustees from the Downing Family Foundation. They were fantastic. They had sort of a traditional view of Extension, and one of them, it was kind of funny, he was like, I always think of Extension as a place where you teach people how to make like apple pies. And I said, well, that's a pretty traditional view of Extension. We have been around for over 110 years, but we actually start with the soil tests And he was like, what? And I said, we start with the soil test, try to make sure that you could have an orchard on the land that you have, make sure that everything is in place. We then study the varieties that you could potentially plant. And then how would you add value to that product? And what's the time horizon for those trees to start producing? What's the food safety around the value added products that you have? Where would you sell them? How would you market them? Just the runs the gamut. So the apple pie is maybe the final product here, but there's a lot that Purdue Extension can do from the beginning. And it goes beyond just the simple apple pie, if you will. And as I started walking them through all the things that we do through 4-H, like you could bring that apple pie to state fair and win a blue ribbon. And that's an indication that you've got a good state pie or a good apple pie. And go from there. Health and Human Sciences helps you with the food safety piece of it and nutrition piece of it. Community development can help you with the farmer's market aspect of it. And certainly Ag and Natural Resources can help you determine, like, what are your fertilizer rates or how do you treat the trees well or when do you prune them? It really is, like I was speaking earlier about the holistic way that Purdue Extension works. Yes, apple pie is the thing that you wind up seeing that may trigger you to think about Purdue Extension, but there was a heck of a lot of technical assistance, if you will, and support that came from Purdue Extension to get that producer to the point where they're actually selling you an apple pie at the farmer's market. That spoke to them. And they also mentioned to me that they had been funding a lot of things through the community foundations. So we really appreciate the community foundations. But they said their most successful projects were all projects where the community foundation was funding things through Purdue Extension. So they said, why not make an investment in Purdue Extension directly so they can continue the work that they're doing? And they wanted to really affect change in rural areas. And so they made the wise decision, I think, to center their focus around community vitality, which is really a beautiful marriage between community development and all the things we do and all the great health and wellness and other type of work that Health and Human Sciences do. So we just got the endowment. It's just started. It's going to start generating revenue for our programs. And we hope to have the Downing Endowment programs out hitting the streets next year.
Dr. Michael Wilcox is my guest here on Hoosier Ag Today as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And I know that you have a whole host of folks with Purdue Extension, an entire team. It's not just you. I know you have 8 million titles under your belt, but you have a whole village, a whole team that is responsible for getting this community development piece out there among all 92 counties. And it's not just rural areas, it's urban areas, it's all areas of the state. And so, Dr. Wilcox, do you have any special folks that you want to give a shout out to that play a key role in getting that community development piece out there across all 92 counties?
Yeah, we have an amazing team. It's interesting. I was just meeting with the Indiana United Way yesterday, and one of the things that Michael Budd said to me yesterday was, he said, our best leaders, our most impactful leaders are those that are humble. And I like to think that all of the community development extension professionals that we have on our team, they definitely are humble for sure. And so we don't take credit for the things that we do. It's really the community that's doing it. We're just cheering them on, coaching them, providing them the technical assistance. But Kara Salazar is our assistant program leader. She's from Forestry and Natural Resources. It's a really good complement to what I bring to the table as an ag economist. We have 5 wonderful regional community development educators. Chris Parker, she's based up in Valparaiso. She's our leadership and civic engagement expert. She's fantastic. Steve Yoder is based here in Tippecanoe County. He leads some community planning programs. He's the one that's our nonprofit board management guy. We have Dan Walker, who leads a lot of natural resources oriented and planning type efforts. We have Tamara Ogle, who does a variety of things. She's our Swiss Army knife, if you will. She's local government finance. She's leadership and civic engagement. She's community planning, renewable energy. And we have Tanya Hall down in Paoli, Indiana. She's our anchor there in southern Indiana. And she's really heavily invested in community economics and workforce development, as well as she's one of the PIs of our community child care team. And they're doing a lot of really interesting things in our community child care work right now. And then we have some wonderful educators that are located in counties across the state. They're too numerous to name, but we've got excellent community development educators. And I encourage the listeners to go to our website and check out our team and see where we're located. But we do serve the entire state. Our educators have the opportunity to serve where they're needed, if you will, though they concentrate their efforts, those that are in counties concentrate their efforts on working with their local community and the region surrounding that county.
And Dr. Wilcox, is there any special final message you'd like to send out to those who are watching right now that about the community development piece regarding Purdue Extension?
Yeah, I guess I'll throw out just two quick things. There's a recent news article that just came out about an investment that was made in a park in Connersville, Indiana. And I've been working in Fayette County for a very long time. They've have their host of challenges, but the Second Avenue Park there that just was opened up is a real, I guess, cherry on top. It really shows how Purdue Extension works. We worked with the School of Nursing. We worked with landscape architecture at Purdue. We worked with all the program areas in Purdue Extension over a long period of time. We started this in 2014, and finally this year there was the unveiling of the park. It's really a crown jewel for them now. It goes right by the tourist train that they have there, and that park doesn't exist without the efforts that Purdue Extension put in to making that happen with a lot of community input. We involved students here at Purdue. We had residents come up to Purdue. We went out to them as well. We did designs for the park. It just, I encourage you to look up the news article. It's great. And I guess closer to home, and this really speaks to the values and mission of Purdue Extension, on my street here in West Lafayette, just because we understand the need, food insecurity is a major challenge here in Tippecanoe County and the surrounding areas. And our neighbors started in 2020. We just started coming together once a year. We recognized the assets that we had, including several rock and roll bands on our street. And so we did this thing called Chauncey Fest, and we've been doing it since 2020. And this year we raised $7,500. And it's just the neighbors coming together. The bands play on the front porch. People's Brewing was there bringing some beverages, and we locally source pork butts, and we provide food for everyone and raise money for Food Finders. And in the last 6 years, we've raised over $23,000 for Food Finders, which is like over 60,000, the equivalent of over 60,000 meals. But it took a Purdue person from Convocations who understands the arts. We have a professor from Nutrition who's also part of Extension who understands food insecurity, and myself as a community development Extension professional. We brought our expertise together, as well as the recognizing the assets that our neighbors bring to the table. And we just came together, planned it, and we're able to affect change in a very small way in our community. That's on a micro scale of what we do. And when you unleash the potential of all of the Extension professionals that are part of Purdue Extension, the impact that we can have on our local communities across the state just blows your mind when you start to think about it. And there's a lot of success stories out there and many more to come in the future.
Michael, if someone would like some more information about the community development piece with Purdue Extension, perhaps they have an idea for their community, perhaps they want to volunteer, be involved with Purdue Extension, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team, and what's the website for Purdue Extension?
Yeah, so we have kind of a clunky URL, but it is extension.purdue.edu. If you go to extension.purdue.edu, you'll see all four program areas. This is our community development website. You can see the about, the thematic areas. And when you go to the about, our entire team is there. All of our contact information is there. My email is wilcox16@purdue.edu. Feel free to contact me. My cell phone number is even out there. I try to make myself available to everyone that's interested in community development and who's interested in partnering with us to move our communities forward and address these important issues that are really challenging our communities right now.
Once again, Dr. Michael Wilcox, Assistant Director and Program Leader for Community Development with Purdue Extension. You also have about 10 other titles, but we'll just say you're the community development guy at Purdue.
Sure, hey. Purdue.
Kind of leave it with that. Well, Dr.
Yeah, you know how they say, I got a guy. I'm the guy, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, we got a guy. I know a guy. He's got some community development thing he can do here for you.
Dr. Wilcox,
we certainly thank you for your time sharing the community development story with Purdue Extension with us. And best of luck with everything that you're doing with your team at Purdue Extension. And we thank you for joining us here on Hoosier Ag today.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Absolutely. And we'll bring you more from Hoosier Ag today. This is only the very first podcast for your community. We're going to bring you many more in the months and years to come. And once again, a big thanks to Purdue Extension for this outstanding partnership as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. I'm CJ Miller for Hoosier Ag Today.